We're visiting with Waverly head football coach Nick Forenza on the Area Coach's Corner. And, Coach, first off, congratulations to you and your ball club. You came away with a 52-6 victory over St. Paul last Friday night. What a nice win for your ball club.
Yeah, we came out and, hit them pretty hard to start. And, it doesn't hurt when you score on your second play from scrimmage. And then, Coy Myers gets a pick six on the very next series. And we kind of jumped out on top right away. Coach Williams did a really, really, really good job with our defense, getting us all set up in the right places to make sure they didn't gain too many yards. But yeah, we were really, really proud of all the kids.
Yeah. I can look at the 52 points, which your team has been able to do at times this season, but holding St. Paul to only 6 points in a ball game, that defensive effort, what was the key to that defensive effort on Friday night?
Just trying to stay disciplined. We were worried about, their deep passes. They got a kid that can really catch the ball, so we had to make sure we had our safeties stay home over the top because they play action really well. And we did that. We stayed home. We did a lot of good things there. And, when it came to the running game, we just made sure we did our best to try to fit in the holes and then tackle. I mean, those were the biggest things. And, of course, it doesn't hurt that when, we get 3 interceptions on the night. So that really helped us out a lot.
We're visiting with Waverly head football coach Nick Forenza on the Area Coach's Corner. And you were scheduled to – host Lost Springs Center this week, but they've canceled their games, but you've found a game with Northeast Arma. This really doesn't count one way or the other for your record, but it gives you an opportunity to celebrate senior night, and I thought we'd take some time and talk a little bit about your seniors. What a senior year they're having.
I've coached all these seniors from seventh grade on. It's been fun to watch these kids grow up. They've done a great job. I mean, Damian Foster, our running back, he's always kind of been that leery type, and watching him, we knew what he was going to be. He was going to be a good ball player no matter what. He's really proved out to be that way, And then we've got Lane Bartley, who in seventh grade started. He was the tiniest thing ever in the world, and now he's 6'3", and he just he's not afraid of anything now. And our two linemen, Ian Gaddis and Terry Winsky, they were the exact same way. I've been really, really honored with the privilege of watching these kids grow up and being able to be a part of it.
And with this game just being a game that you can play, is there areas that you're going to focus on maybe to fine-tune a few things as you get with one game left in district play and then playoffs just around the corner?
Oh, yeah. We're going to – if we have the opportunity to, yeah, we're going to try to do the KISS method and keep it simple. But and try to get our basic stuff right. For sure. But the big thing is trying to make sure that our seniors, the biggest thing was make sure our seniors had a game. and then after that, we'll figure it out, from there.
Coach Forenza, thanks for taking time out and visiting with us today on the Area Coach's Corner. Have a good game on Friday night. We look forward to visiting with you again next week.
Hey, thank you very much, sir, and thank you for everything that you do.
That's Waverly head football coach Nick Forenza on the Area Coach's Corner, brought to you by the First National Bank of Kansas and by Stewart Service on KVOE Live and Local.